what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh my gosh, here we are, another day. It's hump day right here on the MG Show. What is it? The 18th of January, 2023, the year of pain. And without any further ado, let me get my partner in justice in here, Shady Groove. Shady, welcome to the MG Show, brother.
I like calling it the year of the pain. I think that's a great name. And I think that the Patriots out there are going to see that unfold. We're watching a movie right now, my friends. Welcome to the show, everybody. Love to see you. Thanks for coming around. Thanks for all the support and the love for this show from all of you. Seeing so many great messages and emails and people attempting to get us right, Jeff. They're trying to get us on the right page. We're not always on the right page according to the audience out there, but we're trying to get there.
That's right, and that's why you guys got to listen to you and me.
And I and you, or
no, you and me. Come on, you and me do this every day, and we're gonna keep doing it. God bless you. We're not making fun of the person that gives us the I and the me and the stuff. We actually, got a message from her last night. We love you. Thank you very much for the message. We're trying. We really are. But pretty interesting, man. And thank you for still listening to us. We appreciate Shady and me. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. All right, Shady. So here we go. We got a lot going on. We got Madonna. Oh boy, we're going to talk a little bit about Madonna today. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Shady Groove. Yep. We've got, we're not brought to you. Well, we're not brought to you by Lucifizer. And let's get these commercials out of the way. I don't know if we have a new MyPillow commercial or not, but basically MyPillow.com. Use code MG Show. Call 800-873-0478 for that. And go to MyPillow.com and check for deals. Without any further ado, Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call. The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help... The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
And welcome back to the MG Show right here on Rumble.com, Brighteon.tv, and Red State Talk Radio, where we love you guys every day, and we're on every day, and we're supported by you. I want to just quickly just make a statement real quick, and we know that times are hard for people. The best way, obviously, is the Rumble Rants. Thank you guys all for the Rumble Rants. That's a great way to support us. We do love that. But, you know, people are having a hard time, and this is mg.show/donate. We've lost several donations, recurring donations. Thank you guys very much for the time that you did your recurring donations. We love you very much. You know, it's just about getting out truth and fighting for our freedoms through journalism, but it has a cost. We are real citizen journalists giving real honest news. You know, we do feel that we're working hard to fight for our freedoms, your freedoms, and spreading the truth. So if you guys could help support us, we would love a donation right now. Recurring donations are great. They're the best. You know, you can donate 5, 20, 100, you know, whatever you want right here. And if you just want to do a one time, you can do it right here as well. We are kind of scraping the barrel, guys. And, you know, we have to look to our future. Are we going to stay on the air? I don't know. But it's up to you guys, and we love you very much. I just wanted to kind of just mention that. But I want to thank you for the people that donated to this show, Monthly Recurring, that actually had to cancel. And we understand that times are tough. But maybe when one falls, somebody else can take their place. That's what we're hoping. God bless you. Thank you very much for supporting this show.
Yeah, a big, big thank you. Big thank you to all of you. It's kind of interesting to be in a situation where this is the exchange, but the reality is I don't really see a better process, because we can negate being compromised by somebody that wants to give us money that wants us not to say things. And that's what we've been able to navigate for the last 5 years. We attribute that to you and your great patriotism out there, for you telling your friends and family about the show and sharing the information that we share with you. And that is, you know, our goal here is to not give anything to you that you couldn't pass on to your friends and family to help them wake up. That is the goal. That's the purpose. That's what we've been working on for going on the fifth season, the MG Show. So thank you. Thank you very, very much for that support.
Yes, and HD Rider 2015 says, I'm a retired 100% disability veteran. I'm fighting SSDI for 2 years now. I can barely afford to pay attention. Well, thank you.
We understand
for paying attention. Yeah, you know, we do understand that. And, you know, prayers are priceless, guys, and we really appreciate your prayers. Young babe, I know you'll do your best all the time. We love you. But, you know, we just need to, you know, just let you guys know that we've lost a bunch of recurring, you know, donations. And that does hurt us. I mean, we've got servers, we've got podcasts, we've got equipment, we've got, you know, costs to do this show, and not including our 80,000 hours a week that we work on this show.
Wow. It's a lot, you know?
And we're not brought to you by Lucy
Anderson Pfizer. Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer. Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer. This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer. Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning, sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet, sponsored by Pfizer.
Bill Gates' advice on how to combat mistrust in science at 60MinutesOvertime.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You really need to get vaccinated.
Pfizer.
So we are not sponsored by them. We're sponsored by you. And I would rather be sponsored by you than a satanic company called Lucifizer, Shady.
I don't think they would be interested in sponsoring us anyway, by the way.
And the best way to oppose fake news is to watch the MG
best show. Way to oppose fake news is for people to watch outlets like MSNBC, where you report real news all the time.
Yeah, MG show. You meant to say MG.
You got the M right.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah. So we got the MG show. Thank you guys very much. We do appreciate it. We want to kind of roll into this Madonna story, Shady Groover. I'm going to play a quick video that kind of goes over what's happened. By the way, real quick, I just want to thank right now, Rorik, eggs are expensive. You know, oh my gosh. We won't have anything to support if you were brought to us by Pfizer. That's true. That's VC. Thank you, VC. Rorik, thank you. Eggs are expensive. Here's another one to make up for another VC. Thank you. We won't have anything to support. Okay, gotcha. Oh, eggs are expensive. Okay, and that's from Rorik. Rorik and VC, thank you guys very much for those, you know, quick $17 donations. We appreciate it. Those help out. And, you know, I hate to be saying that we need your help, but we need your help. All right. So with that being said, Shady Groove, let's go into this Madonna story. It's kind of crazy. She deleted all of her posts on Instagram. Let's go ahead and look at it. Check it out.
Deleted all her posts.
Madonna has been accused of running child trafficking in Malawi and sexual exploitation of African children. Ethiopian World Federation has asked Malawi's president to investigate her charity in the country, Raising Malawi, and to look into homosexual and transgender allegations over the adoption of the Malawian children for possible human trafficking and social experiments. Raising Malawi is a charity nonprofit organization founded by Madonna in 2006 to help with extreme poverty among local orphans through health and education programming. However, Ethiopian World Federation claims that the pop star set up her charity organization to host social experiments on vulnerable African children. For example, Madonna's son, David Banda, who was adopted in Malawi, is used for those purposes as he wears women's clothing and makeup.
Madonna accused of trafficking and exploiting African children by charity. Madonna accused of child trafficking. Malawi divided over impact of Madonna's adoption. Madonna runs child trafficking. Group demands investigating into Madonna's Raising Malawi. And there you go. That's a great little report from Jen 619 on Telegram. But, you know, she also, remember, Madonna, who was brought up in chat, wanted to blow up the White House as well. They didn't like Donald J. Trump. What was Donald J. Trump's, when he says, you know, do you know what this is? This is the world's best military. Remember that October 7th-ish of 2017? Yeah. Shady, I don't remember. October 5th, and then his first speech was about human trafficking. He wants to put all the might of the federal government behind getting child trafficking, human trafficking, down to near zero. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants. And that's why everybody is protecting the people that are actually running your country, and they like things like children. Guys, you know, your friends and family don't know this, but they are actually defending child trafficking. Epstein, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted to, child sex trafficking to no one. It's a little insane, folks. And here we got Madonna now, who's a huge star, obviously part of the cult now, and maybe was a victim at first, but now she knows exactly what she's doing, or doesn't she? I don't know, Shady Groove. But the Ethiopian World Federation, the EWS, has made a surprising petition against Madonna for child trafficking and fear of social experiments rendered on Malawian children, Shady.
I mean, this is good that you're getting this information. As a matter of fact, it's good that they're not able to suppress this somehow and prevent this from coming out. But unfortunately, this is going to be the case with many of the people that you've been shown that are supposed to be somehow idols or whatever they want to call themselves that have put on a display or a show for you. And now we're seeing some of the reality of it. And it's not, you know, it's not just Madonna. We're talking about Madonna right now. But what the American people are going to realize is it's the whole system. You know, the whole system supports this. And it's very funny because I think that we've made a detrimental mistake in separating the idea of human trafficking and slavery. I think that they're pretty much one in the same thing. And it's just very funny that they virtue signal over racism or the South or slavery all the time, whenever they're propping up all of these, administrations propping up everything they can prop up to support human trafficking from Mexico. It is slavery, guys. That is what you're seeing happen. And a lot of the people that have been victims of this will attest to the exact same thing that they feel like they're a slave, especially whenever they're children.
So, you know, this is and she owns a nonprofit and it's all about foundations and institutes, guys. I mean, we've talked about this with Arabella Advisors. I mean, the trolls are even funded by these same people, guys, these foundations and institutes. Real quick, Shady, Miss Thea Maria, your show must continue. So many depend on your truth, the truth you bring. God bless, Thea. That's $100 Rumble rant. Lincoln Logger, when we need help, we the people stand up and help each other. Give the team a 17 if you agree. Lincoln Logger, $117 Rumble rant. You made my day. Thank you very much. And, you know, appreciate it. My gosh. So, Shady, let's get into this. This is Madonna child trafficking. This is a thread. The Ethiopian World Federation, the EWF, has made a surprising petition against Madonna. Child trafficking and fear of social experiments rendered on Malawian children. More accusations to resurface. Read on. There she is right there in Ethiopia. According to raisingmalawi.org, and you can also say raising. Does that mean raising? Like, you know, I know it's spelled differently, but, you know, raising is destroying. You know, they just raised. Mm-hmm. She just raised Malawi, if you look at it. According to raisingmalawi.org, the intent behind the org is to support orphans and vulnerable children with critical resources, including education, medical care, food and shelter, and psychosocial support. Yeah, that all sounds great, right, Shady Groove? I mean, doesn't that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
good. You're supposed to sound good.
To a normie, it sounds good. There she is right there in there. But, you know, it's founded in 2006 by Madonna. Raising Malawi. Malawi supports orphans, vulnerable children, critical resources, including education, medical care, food and shelter, and psychosocial support. So what is psychosocial support? What does that even mean? Hold on to this, because it will possibly play out within the EWF's concerns. If you look at psychosocial, it's an adjective involving both psychological and social aspects relating to social conditions to mental health, psychosocially. So the EWF is asking President Lazarus Chekwera to look into the intricacies of her charity, Raising Malawi. There are concerns over the integrity of her organization and possible intent to exploit children. Look at all these beautiful children, Shady. Let's check it out.
This building is the result of many dedicated people, and I am grateful to each and every one of you for helping me make this dream a reality. I believe that if you want something badly enough in life, the universe will conspire to help you get it. And with the blood, sweat, and tears of so many people here today, we fought for this hospital and we won. So I'm here to say, never, ever give up on your dreams. Never stop fighting for what you believe in. And finally, love conquers all. If children are the future, then they must be our priority too. This place is as much about healing as it is about empowerment. Malawi, you are our second home, and you have enriched our lives so much. It's wonderful to raise money. It's amazing to raise awareness. But we are here to raise Malawi. Put your hands together for that, y'all.
Raise Malawi. Very interesting. So that was an interesting video that is from her website and whatnot. But real quick, I just want to do this. Shady Groove. Rambler says, please leave a comment to reinstate at Real MG Show at we want at In the Matrix, my friend. At In the Matrix, twitter.com, Elon Musk status. We want at In the Matrix. Thank you very much, because that account has everything. Best beyond believing. Christian, where we go, one we go, I'll be the light. God bless you. What's happening, Christian Supreme? We love you, brother. Thank you for that $17 Rumble rant. And these guys, these help. Also, mg.show/donate if you guys want to do a monthly. Thank you. So specifically, child trafficking, sexual exploitation, sexual slavery, adoption reversal, threat of coercion, fraud, deception, and abuse of power or vulnerability. And this is from the Nyasa Times. The Ethiopian World Federation, an organization established in the United States in 1937 to promote love and goodwill among Ethiopians at home and abroad, has made surprising stance on the world. Celebrated performing artist Madonna Louise Chicone, whatever her name is. Chicone, who adopted four Malawians. The Federation, which has since transformed into a global diaspora organization, is asking the Malawi leader, President Lazarus Chakwera, to prevent, quote, homosexual and transgender allegations over adoption of the Malawian children for possible human trafficking and social experiments. In opening the investigations, the Federation is also asking Chakwera to look into the integrity of Madonna's Malawi charity, Raising Malawi, and, quote, restrict her and her associates' accessibility to Africa and African children as a precautionary measure until thorough investigation is done into child trafficking, sex exploitation, sexual slavery, adoption reversal, threat of coercion, fraud, deception, and abuse of power or vulnerability. EWF cites that back in 2006, she should have disclosed her 1992 softcore porn book titled Sex. You can do a search for the type of content included in the book. I do remember this book in the 90s, right? Wasn't this back? Oh, 2006, maybe? Oh, yeah. So this is where it gets a little dicey. Madonna had to sign an agreement with Time Warner that forbade the book from including CSAM, bestiality, or religious imagery. She did. Then she founded Maverick, which then partnered with Time Warner. Therefore, the contract she signed was null and void, giving her full content control. Sex caused a lot of controversy, attempted to normalize taboos, even implicated themes of bestiality. This is Madonna teams with the Time Warner for $60 million right here. It could be worth as much as $60 million to the material girl. That makes it one of the most lucrative deals ever negotiated by a pop entertainer, possibly topping the $50 million plus agreement Michael Jackson reportedly negotiated last year with Sony. So this small bit of history known, let's take it back to EWF, according to Nyasa Times. The petition further says the psychology behind her ability to release child pornography, religious imagery, bestiality, and vulgar pornography has prompted her to open an orphanage in Malawi named Raising Malawi in 2006 to host social experiments on vulnerable African children in Malawi. They also allege that justice at the time, Fiona M. Wally, who presided over Madonna's 2006 adoption application, seemed to be super sharp in questioning her about her intentions and motives for the twin girls. Hold on for more on the girls. And there's the judge right there. Quote, in determining her motives, I questioned the petitioner at length about the impact of her decision, which could be construed as robbing Malawi of its most precious resource, its children. Judge Fiona Amwal. So this is it. Revealed how Madonna charmed Malawian adoption judge who asked uncomfortable questions because she feared the pop queen was robbing the country's greatest asset, its children. Madonna adopted a four-year-old twins, Esther and Stella, from Michini, Malawi, told the judge she was against the use of abusive language around children. She convinced the court that her age, 58, wasn't a barrier of adopting four-year-olds. U.S. singer portrayed herself as a spiritual, selfless, and committed single mother. Court approved of support and love shown by Madonna's four other children. She posted a picture of the two girls on her Instagram account 6 months ago. Star jetted out of Malawi on Wednesday with her girls to begin a new life in the U.S. Legendary singer hugged and kissed her daughters as judge ruled on adoption. Official guardian told Mail Online the girls are very happy and excited. Now, we're going to transcend into a more elaborative look at the Malawian children that Madonna adopted, which could illustrate the EWF's concern a bit more vividly. Secure your wigs, because it's going to get sad and infuriating. Shady, can you read that?
I can if Yeti would make it big.
We.
But he won't. But he won't.
Okay.
He won't listen
okay,
to
so we.
There, now he did it. We will start with baby David Banda, adopted 2006, the same year she founded Raising Malawi. What caused me to even look closer are newly surfaced allegations by David's biological father, Johan.
Here's a couple pictures.
Yep. In newly surfaced allegations, according to the EWF, she, Madonna, falsely accused David Banda's father of being absent when she was applying to adopt him, according to the Nyasa Times, even noted here in the 2006 People issue, Madonna's adoption drama.
And there it is right there, defending, behind Madonna's adoption drama.
Note the captions on this spread. Local human rights groups and some of the boys' relatives raised questions over the legality of the adoption. Did people elaborate? I couldn't tell you because all we have is that snippet on the right. And I think it's referring to this picture, right? Yeah.
So here we go. So it says, after Madonna met David in her arms and called her kids Lourdes and Rocco, she was excited as she was saying that, says her spokesperson. So this is the spread. Here's a closer look at it. So Madonna had only seen a snapshot of David Banda and had learned only basic information about him when she and her husband, Guy Ritchie, flew to the African nation of Malawi on October 3rd. But when the singer arrived at the home of Hope Orphanages Center and met 13-month-old boy, says Madonna's spokesperson Liz Rosenberg, quote, it was love at first sight, adds a witness, quote, the look of pure joy on her face was beyond words, not unlike when her children, Lourdes 10 and Rocco 6, were born. About a week later, even as the storm of controversy was brewing over the planned adoption, Madonna's happiness was echoed in a dimly lit room of the High Court in Malawian capital of Lilongwe. The pop superstar, 48, and her director husband, 38, met for the first time with David's dad, a farmer named Johan Banda. Through the translator who spoke Banda's Chikuwea language, she asked a lot of questions, says Banda, 32. How old I am? What do I do for a living? Everything. Madonna also made promises to provide Banda's only child with a loving home and to bring him back to Malawi to visit. For the singer, the face-to-face with Banda was marked a turning point in an almost year-long effort to adopt the child from an impoverished nation where she helped fund six orphanages.
Johan father spoke publicly about his concerns in 2016 when Madonna split with ex Guy Ritchie, and at this time her teenage son Rocco refused to go back home with her, which was curious.
Rocco. That was funny.
Rocco.
So there's the comments. So father of Madonna's adopted son, David Banda, blasts singer's shocking lifestyle and admits concern over Rocco custody battle. The singer adopted David from Malawi in 2006, just before splitting from husband Guy Ritchie. The father of Madonna's adopted son, David. The father of son
You're making fun of me for saying Rocco and you're saying Mellowy. It's Malawi.
Go ahead.
Can you scroll? I can't see. Johan. Oh, Johan even claimed that he didn't think the guy's Madonna's ex was interested.
Right here. This is where we're at.
I thought you read that.
No.
The father of Madonna's adopted son, David Banda, is worried about his welfare of his child following her public fallout with other son, Rocco. Johan even claimed that he didn't even think Guy, Madonna's ex, was interested in adopting David. Catch that last sentence? Because it is going to set a pattern with the rest. She promised me she would give him a good education, and then he could come home to live with me. Oh, that is that interesting. It was Madonna who wanted to take David to live with her. The only reason I let Madonna adopt David was because she promised me she would give him a good education, and then he could come home to live with me. Wow. Nyasa Times, Madonna is being accused of using David Banda for sexual exploitation and sexual experiments today. Pictures are awash on social media of David Banda wearing female clothing, makeup, and wearing earrings while the two holding hands like love. And it's very disturbing, by the way.
You just clicked, but whilst the two holding hands like two lovers, and then you clicked, we didn't hear you, and we hear you now. So this is it right here. Let's move on to her next adoption. Marcy Jooms. Is that how you say it?
James?
Mercy? Mercy James. James? This one, Reali, Infiori, literally me to be infinity and beyond. Oh my God. Look at it. Shortly after adopting David, Madonna petitioned to adopt Mercy, but was rejected. She hired a team of lawyers and took it up to the Supreme Court, and after another appeal, she won. Mercy's grandmother, Lucy, gives heartbreaking insight. And there's the grandmother with Mercy, it looks like. The adoption raised strong public reaction because Malawian law requires would-be parents to reside in Malawi for 1 year before adopting, which Madonna did not do. In addition, she was in the process of legally separating from second husband, Guy Ritchie, citing irreconcilable differences. Mercy was placed at the children's village following the death of her teenage mother. Quote, "If you know me, you can imagine how I received this information. It's true. I am a freedom fighter. I'm a feminist. I'm a rebel heart. But I'm also a compassionate and intelligent human being. And if you cannot give me a logical reason for the word no, then I will not accept the word no. I hired a team of lawyers and took my case to the Supreme Court. And it was not an easy battle," Madonna said in her moving speech.
Lucy's daughter died shortly after giving birth to Mercy, earning very little selling fruit, and Mercy being sick when she was a baby, needing extra care. Lucy opted for the care at the local orphanage until Mercy's immune system could grow stronger and the baby needed feeding, and the orphanage offered me a wet nurse to take care of that. We live in a very simple life with little money. Felt like that would be better for the orphanage for her first few years, she said, according to the Times Live. Mercy's family claims that they let Madonna adopt her up until grade school age, and then she would be returned. Also, that they would return back to Malawi to visit every 2 years. And I bet that didn't happen.
Yeah, Madonna did. Pictures. I'm sorry. There's the picture of the father and the grandmother. There they are. And there's Madonna with the child. Madonna did return back to Malawi with Mercy. Malawi. There she is right there. And this is her. But Madonna never took Mercy to visit her grandmother, despite the grandmother being on her deathbed pleading for a visit. Wow. Dying gran of Madonna's adopted girl, Mercy, begs star to let her visit in Malawi. Oh my God, Shady. Lucy,
so sick.
Chekachewia, weeps and asks Madonna to let the girl see her in Africa before she dies. Wow. A new Madonna family dispute. Grandmother to Madonna adopted child, Mercy, makes heartbreaking plea to meet her granddaughter. She was 73 and hasn't seen Mercy. This was on 2016. Hasn't seen Mercy since her adoption in 2009. So that's 7 years shitty. Madonna's lawyers have evidently admitted this argument coldly resulted themselves that Mercy's family had no legal right to see her. The fight illustrates itself here. And it's absolutely heartbreaking. Madonna knew, and she refused a dying grandmother's wish to see Mercy. Here it is. Family of Madonna's adoptive daughter, Mercy, have no legal right to see her, lawyer admits. Wow. Okay, Shady.
Remember the pattern I told you to take note of. David's father made that statement. Read Mercy's family account of what Madonna's camp allegedly told or tricked them into believing. And quoted, highlighted here, they say they were guaranteed regular contact with Mercy. James, now 5, when the 52-year-old adopted her from an orphanage in June of 2009. Chanula said that there's no such agreement. It's not a legal requirement at all. He urged Chanika to advise the family on the proper way to approach the issue. Mercy was surrendered to Kandanani Children's Home, orphanage outside of Blantyre. After the 16-year-old mother died in childbirth, Bennett said the family initially resisted the adoption. He relented after assurances Madonna would bring her home regularly. I was the one who signed off on the adoption paper, said Benetti, who ekes out a living hawking an assortment of garden products in the town of Thondui, east of Blanty. She told me herself she didn't want Mercy to cut ties with her roots and that she'll be bringing her home regularly. Bunch of lies.
So yeah, Emmy Chanika is a civil liberties campaigner that tried to represent Mercy's family. Look at all the banter that it took for the family to make an order just to gain any visitation. All this to bear no fruit. Last week, Miss Chanika said of the case, Mercy's family have met me several times over the past year and they have been very upset. They have a strong recollection of being told that they would be able to see Mercy and have regular contact with her, and that when she's an adult, she will return to live with them in Malawi. I believe they have a case in law because there appears to have been a verbal contract between them and Madonna's representatives. I have already consulted a lawyer on their behalf. Obviously, there could be no problems as there is no written agreement, but the lawyer is looking into it. I am preparing a letter which will appeal Madonna's lawyers, Alan Chinula, to intervene on the family's behalf and ask Madonna to kindly let Mercy meet her family. None of us desires an embarrassing and expensive court case which could humiliate or inconvenience Madonna. The best outcome would be the proper agreement to let Mercy meet her family on a regular basis.
And thus we move on to the adopted twins, Esther and Stella. Madonna has taken many girls forever that can't be true.
Yeah, pictured for the first time, twins. Father breaks silence to tell MOS he didn't realize the adoption was permanent. So this is the father of the African twins. Madonna is adopting claims he was misled into believing their move to the U.S. would not be permanent. In an exclusive interview with the Mall on Sunday, and that's MOS Mall on Sunday, Adam Mwali reacted with disbelief after being told that his 4-year-old daughters, Esther and Stella, have been taken away from Malawi forever. This cannot be true. That cannot be true, he insisted. Mr. Mwali said he believed that the singer was only fostering the girls, speaking for the first time since Madonna began the process. Wow, Shady. Devastated.
This is sick.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is it. Madonna, 3 beauties. Lola spends time with twins Stella and Esther at home, Home of Hope Orphanage. Look at that, Shady. And here she is on, Instagram again. There she is with the 2 children. I can officially confirm that I've completed the process of adopting twin sisters from Malawi. And I keep saying it wrong and I don't care.
Okay.
And I'm overjoyed that they are now part of our family. Rocco. Oh, wait. Rocco. I'm just kidding. I'm deeply grateful.
I was getting ready to do that.
Malawi, who helped make this possible, and I ask the media to please respect our privacy during this transitional time. Thank you also to my friends, family, and my very large team for all your support and love. Adam Mwali, a biological father to twins, Esther and Stella, didn't realize Madonna would be whisking his daughters off permanently. Madonna has taken my girls forever? That can't be true. Pictured for the first time, the twins' father said he didn't realize that their adoption was permanent. Adam Wally, father of Esther and Stella, has revealed in a shock his shock over adoption. Mr. Mwally's first learned of Madonna's interest in May at their orphanage. He was told that the pop star liked the twins and wanted to take them to, and educate them. The father said he was told that they would be coming back to his village in Malawi. Shady.
Another similar account compared to David's father, where their claims of him being an absent father, or rather that he had abandoned his girls, speaking for the first time since Madonna began the process of adopting the twins, the 40-year-old farmer dismissed as lies a court's contention that he had abandoned the girls after their mother died in childbirth.
Wow.
His village chief backs up to the account that he was told that the girls would be given an education and then return to their family. Mr. Malawi's account of how he had done all he could have done to care for his family was backed up by the chief, by his remote rural village. He said, I was told from the start that Esther and Stella were going to be rich women's or going to a rich woman's home abroad, that she would give them a good education, then return them to me to live with me and help all of my family. Now you're telling me the adoption is permanent? That cannot be true. I don't want it to be true. I am their father, and I'll always be their father. Mr. Malawi first learned of Madonna's interest in the girls last May when he was invited to the orphanage, Home of Hope, outside of the Malawian capital. And I can't say that one.
He was told that Madonna would be like foster mom to the twins and encouraged even by the orphanage's boss to proceed. He claims that the courts lied about him and his whereabouts as a father after his wife's death. Kayembe village chief Kwele attested the community supported Adam in his troubled time after being widowed. Mr. Mwali said that he had been forced to listen to terrible lies when a court-appointed guardian of the children told the judge the father had abandoned his family to marry another woman after the death of his wife, Patricia. The couple had five other children, now aged between 8 and 20, before the twins. The judgment says, quote, after death of his wife, the infant's father left the village to marry another woman without making any arrangement for their maintenance. But Mr. Mwali said, it was me who took the girls to the orphanage after Patricia died. We had been happily married for many years. We had a good family life. But when she gave birth to the twins, she lost a lot of blood and died. The twins survived. I wanted the hospital to help, but they said the orphanage was the best place. Everyone in the village knows I just wanted the best for them. Kayembe village chief Kwele said that despite being poor, the local community had tried to help. He added, Adam was sad and troubled at that time. We supported him as best we could, but no one here has very much. Mr. Mwali remarried after 2 years, 2 years after Patricia's death, and far from abandoning his children, he worked hard to put them through school, visiting the twins regularly at the orphanage. He said, quote, I used to cycle there down a dirt road, taking 2 hours each way. I brought little dresses and gifts for them, and they would sit on my lap, one twin on either side, and laugh and play with me. They called me Ababa, Daddy, in Malawi language, Chekwa. Wow. Madonna leaving with the twins on her private jet. There they are. Climate change. There she goes. With the children. So if this is true, this is weird. Shady.
Tomorrow, Ambition Impossible. If this is true, this is weird. Tomorrow, Ambition Impossible. 2008, Madonna pledged to build a school for girls in Malawi. 3 years later, the project has been abandoned. Why? A flight of gray morning doves scatters as I walk into the Zaum at dusk. On the edge of the Malawian village, an elderly matriarch, Lucy, eats cold lumps of cassava root, pinned to the wall of her one-room home in a grainy photograph of a woman and child. The woman is unmistakably Madonna. The baby she is clutching is Mercy James, Lucy's granddaughter. The 62-year-old hasn't seen the girl, now five, since Madonna took her to London on a private jet in 2009. The singer's interest in Malawi began in 2006 when she secretly visited a number of orphanages there. According to the Hollywood lore, she had been encouraged to adopt an African child by Brad Pitt, a close friend of her then husband Guy Ritchie, and was said to be so moved by what she saw in Malawi that she got her checkbook straight away, offering tens of thousands of dollars to individual NGOs.
Oh, imagine that, Shady. Oh, yes, we're going to talk about the school Madonna wanted to build in Malawi, or 10 schools. 10 schools that she allegedly didn't ask the authorities to build. Like, why? Just why? And this is NBC News. Malawi fed up with Madonna's slams school plan. Malawi's government on Tuesday accused Madonna of not consulting over plans to build 10 new schools in the poor southern African state, and said the singer seemed more interested in promoting her global image than helping with education there. The singer, who has adopted two children from Malawi, announced in January her Raising Malawi charity was teaming up with nonprofit group Build On to construct the schools, which would educate at least 1,000 children a year. Malawi's Ministry of Education spokeswoman Lindiwe Chide told Reuters the government was fed up with Madonna. Chide says that the singer last year scrapped a previously planned academy for girls in Malawi, alleging mismanagement and cost overruns. She did not inform Malawian authorities. Now she decides to announce that she plans to build 10 schools without getting authority from us again. Chide says, I'm stumped. What was the motive here? What was the motive to move in on 10 schools? I mean, without the Ministry of Education knowing, impoverished areas that spent money on pay, cars, office space, and a golf course membership, free housing, and a driver for the school's director? So this is a little bit about what's happening. These included what auditors described as outlandish expenditures on salaries, cars, office space, golf course memberships, free housing, and a car, and a driver for the school's director, which has drawn financial support from Hollywood and society circles, as well as Los Angeles-based Kabbalah Center International, an organization devoted to Jewish mysticism.
Madonna's co-founder, Michael Berg, was also a co-founder of the Kabbalah Center for the Celebrities. His brother was accused of some foul stuff, separate scenario, but worth mentioning. Thoughtful decision has been made to discontinue plans for the Raising Malawi Academy for Girls. It was originally conceived. Michael Berg, co-director of Kabbalah Center and the co-founder of Raising Malawi, said Thursday in an email to the center's members who have contributed to the project. The email announced the replacement of the board of directors.
Wow. Michael's brother, Rabbi Yehuda Berg, was ordered by jury to pay $177,500 in a sexual assault lawsuit. A woman by the name of Jenna sued the organization and yelled that Yehuda forced her to take drugs and alcohol as he tried to have sex with her. And there it is. Woman says rabbi to the stars, drugged and threatened to kill her. Imagine that, Shady Groove.
Imagine that.
And so this is it. This is Berg's mother, Karen Berg, father, Rav Berg, and brother, Michael Berg, also teach at the center where Madonna, Ashton Kutcher, and other celebrities have studied. Real quick, Shady Groove, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.com. We're always going to be on Red State Talk Radio. Just use your spy device, tune in to Red State Talk Radio, or cruise over to MG Show on Rumble, rumble.com/MG Show. We're going to run to the top of the hour. And we got a lot more for hour number two as well, Shady Groove, but this is devastating. Shady, this is red, white, and blue. This looks like a tweet. She has actually built Mercy James Institute in 2006. And look at this, has ties to the Clinton Foundation, Shady Groove. The Mercy James Institute for Pediatric Surgery and Intensive Care at the Queen's Central Hospital was funded by Madonna's charity, Raising Malawi, which she funded in 2006. And look at some of their partners. It was right here. Partner organizations, Millennium Progress, the Earth Institute, the Clinton Foundation, Shady, and Harvard University, International Medical Corps, the University of Malawi, Studio MDA, Chinansungui, wow.
Great job on that.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try that one. Those ones, Shady. But now, why would all this information have been removed from the wiki page of Raising Malawi, Shady? It was all removed.
Yeah.
Wow. So this the documentary was screened at the Cannes Film Festival in connection with 2008 AMFR Cinema Against AIDS Gala. This is removed. Okay. Raising Malawi Difference Between Revisions. Okay, we got that. But it, very interesting that they're scrubbing it, Shady. These are the cries of Lucy, the grandmother of Mercy James. Let's move on to her next adoption, Mercy James. This one really infuriated me to infinity and beyond. And this is by It's Natalie Denise. So this is it, Shady. This is from the grandmother. I am old and ill and anything could happen. Chekachua said, I want to see her before it's too late. I'm heartbroken and think of her every day. I'm asking Madonna to bring Mercy to see me next time she comes. Please bring my granddaughter to me. It's difficult to put into words. We love Mercy's Malawian family have for her. They love her so much and never intended to be permanently separated from her. For them, it's a battle that they will not stop fighting. Madonna needs to understand that as Mercy grows older and becomes aware of these things, it may not be good for her and all parties concerned. The grandmother of Mercy, Lucy Chekachuia, said most of the time she blends tears with prayers that just once I could physically see or touch the little girl. Before I die, I should set my eyes on her so that my spirit is rejuvenated. Should I really die without seeing her? Oh God, exclaimed the old lady, her face showing all traces of depression and dejection. It's a fact that during the process, Madonna's promised to allow the granny and the family to see the girl at some intervals. What we wonder is that each time Madonna comes to Malawi, that obligation is not honored, and the government officials, social welfare officers, who we believe are supposed to protect our interests, don't care to link us with the pop star icon to the extent that we just hear from people or radio that she has been in the country, just like it were with recent visits, said Peter Barnett, uncle to Mercy, who is the family's appointed spokesperson. So, this is another one on TikTok, made some very valid points, questions, and opinions. Let's check it out.
Madonna has been accused of running child trafficking in Malawi and sexual exploitation of...
Hang on. So guys, can we talk for a minute? OMG, I stumbled across this, and I had to stitch this because I'm like, finally, people are getting it. I have been talking about Charlize Theron and Madonna for the longest. And the reason why I have a problem with these women, these hella weird women, they have been taking our African boys and bringing them to the West only to emasculate them and probably use them for their sick and twisted agenda. And they need to be exposed, okay? My problem with Madonna, she has been parading her adopted son, David Banda, making this boy wear women's clothing, dresses, you know, the whole nine yards. And she has a biological son, Rocco. Why isn't she not having that same energy on her biological son? Come on, make it make sense, man. Why isn't she having that energy? She's so freely going to tabloids talking about, my son looks better in my clothes than I do. What the fuck? And then not only that, have you seen how young the men Madonna has been, you know, having relations with? It seems like the more men that she gets in her life, the younger they are becoming. If I'm not mistaken, I think the last guy that she had was somewhere between the age of 23, 27. And it's like, man, they're just getting younger and younger. Makes you wonder if she's not been touching her own adopted son. I'm serious. People need to start opening their eyes. And then you've got Charlize Theron as well. She adopted her oldest son, now changed him into a girl. And it's like, you're doing this for the sole purpose of trying to emasculate these boys, these black boys from Africa, bringing them here to the West just for your sick and twisted purpose. These guys need to be exposed. You know, this is so sick. And it just breaks my heart, because these kids have been taken out of their cultural environment, away from their families. All for what? They need to be exposed.
Yep. She's right, Shady. They need to be exposed.
She is right. That's what we're working on.
So this is the previous tweet illustration. This is Rocco, her biological son. There he is right there. There's Rocco. Rocco. This was David Banda, her first adopted child in 2021, celebrating his sweet 16. The same year, 2021, started parading in a dress. Then 2022. Here we go. We're getting freakier and freakier, Shady. So this is Angelina Jolie had this to say in 2007 on Madonna adopting. Angelina Jolie rips Madonna's third world adoption, but feels bad Madonna has taken a beating in the press. Jolie, a leader in the celebrity adoption movement, tells French magazine Gala that Madonna's planned adoption of Malawian toddler David Banda is illegal. Personally, I prefer to stay up on the right side of the law, Jolie said, as reported via London's Daily Mail. Quote, I would never take a child away from a place where adoption is illegal. Madonna knew the situation in Malawi, where he was born. It's a country where there is no legal framework for adoption. Shady Groove. Wow. There you have it. Just wanted to get that out of the way, Shady Groove. We're going to be taking a quick 5-minute break, maybe 4-minute break, because we went a little over, but we'll be right back after these words.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show, live on Red State Talk Radio, coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than 2 decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers and the lies in the air.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
What has to happen to you? And how long is it going to take all of you to understand that if we all stood up together and said, no, get back in your cage, you can't fool us any longer, we know what the law is, we know who you are, we know what you're trying to do, we know that you are in subversion, executing treason, and it's over. And ladies and gentlemen, what would it take to make you understand that if we all did that in concert, it would really be over? And no one would be injured, not even with a tiny scratch. Because they're cowards. They wouldn't even think of attempting to overcome a whole people who stood together. But you see, I know that won't happen. I know human nature, and I have studied history well. Most people are cowards, have always been cowards, will always be cowards, and they will hide and whimper and wail and gnash their teeth and cry, waiting for those of us who are not cowards to do something on their behalf. And we will, as we have always done throughout the history of the world, we will, but let me ask you this. In light of that, why will we? Why have we? And what are you going to do to us when it's all over? Because that always happens too. You see, the vast herd of cowards become shamed and we become the symbol of their disgrace, and then they must get rid of us. Tell you why we do it. Because we have a spiritual motivation that most of you cannot and will not ever understand. We do it out of love. We do it for our children and your children and all of the future generations of the world, which we refer to as our posterity. And we really don't give a damn what happens to us. I know that someday I will stand before God. And God will judge me. And all that I hope for in this entire world is that when it happens, you will not have to say anything, bad or good, just smile. And if that happens, I will be enthralled throughout eternity. I will have such joy within my soul that you cannot even imagine. Just a little smile, that's all I want. I would like to be able to look down and see that my children are living free, without fear, with opportunity to create and make of their lives what they will. Ladies and gentlemen, all I want, all I have ever wanted you to be is honest, committed, caring, loving, and understanding that there are those in this world who cannot love themselves, much less love you, and therefore will try to hurt you and me and our children and our world, and those people we must oppose and fight. You cannot have peace, love, and understanding with those kinds of people, because to do it would mean your destruction.
Bill Cooper, spiritual motivation. This is, Madonna, she has now we're just talking about Madonna in hour number one. Shady, look, she's got three posts now. She did delete everything, but she has a new celebration tour coming out. Maybe call all your local, places and say, this is disgusting. I wanted to bring in this as well, Shady. This is an article about Madonna. I can't get rid of this. Come on. Oh my gosh. Look at this crap.
Nice ad.
Use code MG show. But look at this. Let's look at this. Look at this, Shady.
People under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. And hurry down the chimney tonight.
And then somebody said, I'm uncomfortable, Shady, with that. With Santa baby, and these are the children right here. This is 3 weeks ago. Look at how weird, man. You can't even like see anything, but look at that, Shady. Look at how weird this is.
I think that everybody can see from the first hour a little bit clearer of what you've been watching, maybe for like, I don't know what the last, couple of decades, at least a minimum. This has all been virtue signaled that the celebrities would go to foreign countries and adopt children to bring them back and to give them a better life, quote unquote. Well, I think that after the first hour, you get a little bit of a different understanding of exactly what's going on there. This is not just Madonna. This would be most of these celebrities, in my opinion, that are going over there and kidnapping. Okay. Kidnapping. We're talking about human trafficking. We're talking about slavery. We're talking about kidnapping. You heard it straight from the parent's mouth. He didn't understand the contract. They didn't let him understand. It's not because the guy was stupid. It was because they tricked him. And this is the way that they work. The same way that they work to trick you. Remember Madonna up there talking about blowing up the White House and Rosie O'Donnell and all these other triggered morons? Look closer and you will see why they are so triggered. Matter of fact, we can point back to 12/21/2017 and see why they're so triggered and what it was that Donald Trump put forth in that executive order about human trafficking. Well, that's going to come into much clearer focus as we move closer and closer to the 2024 election. And the next term of Donald Trump is going to open this wide open if it's not already before then.
And Shady, you said it yourself. It's illegal. It is illegal to adopt children from Malawi, Shady Groove. Angelina Jolie called her out.
Mm-hmm.
And her big lawyers from Hollyweird said, oh, yeah, we're just going to return them. Return them.
And, yeah. The media. Think about the media's... They put this up like it's some sort of fairy tale or some sort of a cool story to share or something. It's all a virtue signal, and you can clearly see from that. I mean, you shouldn't believe any of them. You shouldn't believe any of the stories that any of these celebrities have told you about any of these children, because there is a huge number that has been put through the press in the last 10 or 15 years of these celebrities doing this, and now interestingly enough, quite a number of them are gender confused. So the celebrity kids are way disproportionately gender confused compared to normal children.
And what's weird is that there's a new article about Madonna that she has a World War II painting that was lost. So a French city asked Madonna to lend it, a painting lost in 1918. She owns this painting right here, Shady. It's called Diana Indy Mignon. It's a Jerome Martin Langoli, depicts Roman goddess Diana falling in love with Indy Mignon, a symbol of timeless beauty. And this, they want to lend, it's a stolen painting. This person owns it. Creepy.
Yeah. Reconcile. Impossible.
Creepy, creepy, creepy. Did you know, and let's move on to this one. This is interesting. Did you know that gay liberal activists stormed the NIH in 1990?
Let's know more.
They blamed Dr. Anthony Fauci for blocking cheap, effective AIDS treatments and for only promoting expensive and toxic drugs that benefited Big Pharma. Fauci did the exact same thing. in COVID.
That seems strikingly familiar to what's happening today, Jeff.
Yes, sir. Here we go.
Michael Petrelis, and I'm pissed, you know? The whole thing with the National Institutes of Health is they won't test any of these drugs that'll keep people alive. And I got this saying, no peptide T, no compound Q, Anthony Fauci, I piss on you.
We're testing out here in front of the fucking NIH because they cannot, they're not hiding all drugs and they're not coming out with the cure and they're not doing their job.
We're talking about their conflict of interest with the pharmaceutical companies. We're talking about the fact that they don't allow people of color into their trials. We're talking about the fact that they don't care about women. They don't care about children.
Storm the NIH! Storm the NIH! Storm the NIH!
There's a blatant conflict of interest, and this runs rampant through all of NIH. And this is the history of how AZT became the subject of over 80% today of the studies being done by NIH for AIDS treatments. This one drug that's already shown itself to be highly toxic, very expensive, and of, at best, extremely limited effectiveness.
It's too toxic for me, and there's nothing which I can take. And the only drug which these people seem to have any concern with is AZT. Obviously, there's something going on here between the makers of AZT and the NIH.
Fauci is the head of the NIH, and he hasn't done much in that area. 80% of the drugs are still dealing with AZT, and the NIH runs the drug trial system.
Staff of NIH, the very people that make the decisions about which treatments are going to get studied and which treatments are going to be ignored, are getting money from the leading drug companies to do testing of those drugs. How can those people possibly be objective?
Peptide T, no compound Q. Anthony Fauci, I piss on you.
Wow.
Where are those people now? Wouldn't it be interesting to like go back and interview a couple of the people that were participating in that protest that were standing up for the rights of people who were being sidelined and being lied to effectively? AIDS is a bioweapon. AIDS was the dry run kind of preparation work for what you're seeing happening in your society right now. It's unbelievable how many of the people that understood this stuff about HIV, understood this stuff about AIDS, understood about the NIH. You guys have to recognize the CDC gets its charter from studying malaria. Interestingly enough, all of these different things that have affected your society over the last 100 years have been attributed to or can be associated with the disease of malaria. So they're effectively weaponizing different aspects of the disease of malaria, attempting to, quote, depopulate the world.
Imagine that, Shady Groove. Wow.
Unfortunately,
yeah. You know, and, you know, we played that, you know, cancer was given to you in the polio vaccine, mm-hmm. guys. Actually a, what do you call it? It's actually a virus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting. I'm trying to find this one video that I got here, and I don't think I've played it on the show yet. Here it is right here.
Historic records prove the secret intensification of the biological weapons race in America make the Soviet efforts pale by comparison. Here to prove it are three of the most stunning and condemning documents in biological warfare history.
Robert Gallo, the man that created AIDS.
First is a never-declassified congressional record of 1969 showing the Department of Defense requested $10 million to develop, quote, synthetic biological agents for germ warfare, end quote, through the National Academy of Sciences, National Research Council, that is, the NAS, NRC. That's nearly half of the amount of money given to all of biological weaponry that year. These New laboratory creations were descriptively and functionally identical to HIV/AIDS. Mind you, this was 15 years before the contested discovery of the AIDS virus by this man, Dr. Robert Gallo, who, as you will see in a minute, oversaw Litton Bionetics, the Army's sixth leading biological weapons contractor at that time. Bionetics also operated the entire administration of the National Cancer Institute's programs at Fort Detrick at that time as well. This private company was a medical subsidiary of the mega military weapons contractor called Litton Industries. Litton's president, Roy Ash, was Nixon's alternate for the National Security Advisor post he gave to Kissinger. In consolation, the president made Ash his White House Chief of American Business and Industry. As Roy Ash was joining the Nixon White House staff, Kissinger ordered Admiral Sumwalt of the Navy to do a reassessment of America's biological weapons capabilities. The Navy has always been at the forefront of such things. Bioweapons were cheaper to make and could be made to target certain people, even certain ethnic groups. There is no doubt that Fort Detrick's sudden cancer focus was part of a greater depopulation plan. According to congressional records and his biographer, Time Magazine's managing editor, Walter Isaacson, Kissinger selected the option presented by Admiral Sumwalt to develop AIDS-like and Ebola-like bioweapons, and the contract went to his White House colleague's company, Litton Bionetics. There is now no doubt that Dr. Gallo officiated the development of these AIDS complex viruses. His group at Bionetics combined leukemia, lymphoma, and sarcoma viruses from various species of animals nearly 15 years before he was credited by the Department of Health and Human Services for having discovered the cause of AIDS, a similar retrovirus. They said this would lead to a cure, an AIDS vaccine, within 3 years. It never happened. I managed to catch up to Dr. Gallo at the 11th International Conference on AIDS in Vancouver in 1997. I asked him if he was concerned that some of his experiments might have given rise to the AIDS virus or AIDS virus relatives that might have contaminated monkeys and chimpanzees shipped by Litton to the Merck's vaccine division in New York for the production of the earliest hepatitis B vaccines. Here is the exchange Dr. Gallo eventually apologized to me for. He was obviously aggravated.
Do you have any concern that your early experiments in taking simian virus 40 in the presence of simian foamy retroviruses and recombining them with cat leukemia and chicken leukemia sarcoma viruses might have given rise to HIV or its relatives following their culture in human tissues, and that these mutants could have contaminated some live viral vaccines produced in contaminated monkeys and chimps supplied to vaccine manufacturers through your affiliates at Litton Bionetics?
Quite frankly, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'll cite your paper, Dr. Gallo.
If you can, you've got a paper. You've got a paper that I don't know I ever published.
Okay.
I sure like you to cite it. Would you begin?
I'd be happy to. National Academy of Sciences, 1970, Gallo et al. It was an oral presentation that you presented before NATO and NATO audiences in Mol, Belgium. You published it. It's in the National Academy of Sciences. I'll be happy to show you the paper.
Stop. I mean, this is beyond asinine. In Mol, Belgium, my first trip to Europe, so I can remember it, a NATO meeting did take place. NATO meetings fund all scientific meetings all over the world, even east-west at that time. Biologic meetings, scientific, chemistry meetings, all kinds of meetings.
Very interesting.
And what I talked about in Mol, Belgium was in the 1960s, long before gene cloning took place, before I ever worked in virology. What I talked about was cellular transfer RNA. Okay, and that's Mol, Belgium. Proceedings of the National Academy of Science and SV40. I never published a paper in my life on SV40 except the transfer RNA species in SV40 transformed hamster cells compared to non-transformed cells as a control. you've got pineapples, kiwis, grapes, and cherries mixed in with some other tutti frutti. I don't know what in the hell you're talking about.
And excuse me.
I'm a little bit tired of this kind of nonsense.
Okay. And Gallo, Sarin et al. Were Litton Bionetics researchers, were your co-authors, in which you combined cat leukemia and chicken sarcoma viruses to create leukemia sarcoma complex models.
Yes, we did. Everything was created by us. Working in the laboratory. Look, just for those with some little bit of understanding of this, who care about this kind of idea, I've had a lot of things said, but I've never had anything quite like that one. There were people who thought and made postulations that it was not actually directed at me. This is a good one, a new one. But that HIV could have been created in laboratory experiments. There are two answers to that. That are definitive, conclusive, that no scientist could have deliberately created them unless he was a super genius and 10 years ahead of his time. The AIDS virus definitively existed long before molecular cloning. That's point one. Point two, we know the full sequence, the genome of HIV. It was published by our lab in 1985, by a group from Paris around the same time. The genome has no homology to any known existing virus in the world, except SIV discovered after it. Has nothing to do with cats, has nothing to do with chicken sarcoma viruses. SV40 is a DNA virus that comes from little animals that can transform cells in culture, has no sequences in HIV.
Cause cancer.
Further, we never worked with SV40 with those viruses together. And if we did, the whole thing would be irrelevant. And I think you need to begin with biology 101 high school, okay?
These documents, including the U.S. government contracts, best explain how AIDS emerged on two far-removed continents in black Africans and gay New Yorkers by 1978. These were precisely the populations that received the first hepatitis B vaccines produced in Litton's chimpanzees just 4 years earlier. By the way, the man sitting to Dr. Robert Gallo's right is Dr. Jonathan Mann. At the time, Dr. Mann was the AIDS czar for the World Health Organization. Not long after Dr. Mann witnessed my exchange with Gallo, he quit his most esteemed position, saying, quote, far more than a medical problem, AIDS is a sociopolitical imposition, end quote.
Nice review there.
You know, these people are sick, Shady, and, you know, Fauci, the LGBTQ community didn't like Fauci, Shady Groove, in 1990, as we just witnessed.
And look at the correlations with the way that he was being questioned there and what the gentleman was saying back to him and the way that he talked about it and the way that he demeaned him and was dismissive to him. He actually said he apologized to him later. But just look at the way that they act whenever confronted. Their first move is to make it seem like you're too stupid to understand what you're looking at. The immediate gaslighting you, saying, oh, no, that's not, you know, don't believe your lying eyes. Believe what I'm saying right now.
Yeah. Wow, guys. So that was pretty intense. Wow. We just built this show on a whim, Shady. So going back to Kanoa. He said Fauci did the exact same thing during COVID-19 as they did from the AIDS treatments. He was only promoting expensive drugs, not the cheaper ones. And we have that here.
The world's largest drug maker, Pfizer, agreed today to pay the biggest fine in history to settle fraud charges involving marketing drugs for uses that weren't approved by the FDA. The company will pay a record $2.3 billion in civil and criminal penalties after admitting that the painkiller Bextra and 12 other drugs were promoted for what's known as off-label use, which the FDA says put public health at risk in the process.
Pfizer was alleged to have deceptively marketed drugs for purposes which were not approved of by the FDA. Those actions put patients at risk, caused exposure to health risks, heart attacks, and death. In addition, they settled allegations of paying kickbacks to doctors. One of their subsidiaries pled guilty to felony charges in that relation. And overall, what we found was multiple year schemes to advance the marketing of drugs.
Pfizer began paying doctors to attend meetings where it would pitch Bextra for things it was never approved for. Bextra has been linked to heart attacks and strokes and has been pulled off the market.
The FDA had noted that Bextra caused heart attacks and strokes, serious cardiovascular thromboembolic events during one clinical trial. Despite the FDA's decision, Pfizer's marketing machine positioned Bextra for the relief of all manner of acute pain as a complement to Pfizer's drug Celebrex, which it had positioned for use for chronic pain. Pfizer's marketing machine pushed this combination from 2002 through 2005. The marketing machine also pushed Bextra for other off-label uses. Among other things, Pfizer did the following. Pfizer invited doctors to consultant meetings, many in resort locations. Attendees' expenses were paid. They received a fee just for being there. Their job was to help Pfizer figure out how best to promote Bextra for the off-label indications. Pfizer's sales force claimed that Bextra was superior to Vioxx, when in fact Pfizer had never conducted any head-to-head studies between the two drugs for approved uses, and thus had no clinical evidence that Bextra was superior. Claims of superiority, when not supported by the label, are off-label claims, and thus violate the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. Pfizer utilized continuing medical education events to promote off-label prescriptions. Pfizer utilized a publication strategy to initiate, fund, sponsor, and sometimes draft articles touting Bextra for unapproved uses. This is the fourth Pfizer settlement with the Justice Department this decade. First, in 2002, Pfizer paid $49 million to resolve allegations that it had failed to report to CMS best prices for its drug Lipitor. Second, in May 2004, Pfizer...
There you go. I'm sorry about that. But yes, so that's where we're at, Shady Group. You know, they've been caught. And these drugs caused strokes and heart attacks. They tried to roll out an AIDS, you know, medication, and they couldn't do anything other. And Shady Groove, I mean, these people are extremely evil.
They were telling the whole LGBTQ community, or LGB, whatever community it was back in the 80s and the 90s, that they were going to be creating a vaccination so that you could take the vaccination and not worry about sexual promiscuity and getting HIV. Like, that's what they were promoting to these people. Like, and people were lapping it up, and people were signing up for to be guinea pigs and research. I mean, like, this was all in the news. The media were going along with it. They 100% supported it, 100% pushed it out there, and then 0% covered any of the fallout that occurred after any of these people. You know, again, wonder where some of these people are that took some of those experimental drugs in the 90s. I bet they would have, I would almost bet that they're unvaccinated today.
They would. I mean, you know, and it was the gay community that they targeted with this bioweapon.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a bioweapon out of China. They just moved it offshore, Shady Groove.
Well, you remember they acted like AIDS came from monkeys in Africa. Now they're telling you that COVID came from a pangolin in a wet market in China. It seems like a very similar story.
A pangolin. Let's continue with this report. Check this out. Oh, hang on. It's let me just refresh it because they don't like you watching this one, apparently. Let me just go down over here.
Ask your doctor, why is this the first drug you're prescribing? And is there something else that might be better?
One of the cables accuses the world's biggest drug company of trying to get out of paying damages for a clinical trial in Nigeria. Children died after they took an experimental drug, possibly without their parents' permission. The document reports Pfizer tried to dig up dirt on a Nigerian official to get him to stop legal action over that study. Quoting this cable, Pfizer had hired investigators to uncover corruption links to the federal attorney general to expose him and put pressure on him to drop the federal cases. Last year, Pfizer agreed to a tentative settlement, $75 million.
It's a notorious 1996 drug experiment that Pfizer conducted on sick children in Nigeria when researchers selected 200 children at an epidemic hospital for an experimental trial. About 100 of the kids were given an untested oral version of the antibiotic Trovan.
Now, let's use her words from NPR, Shady Groove. Democracy Now! They used an untested COVID vaccine on all of the world, Shady Groove, not just a little city in Nigeria.
all over the world.
They lied to us. They told you that it was FDA approved. The media came out and all told you that it was an FDA approved vaccine, when in fact it still to this day is not. Do your friends and family know that? Don't your friends and family think that it's an approved medication or process for COVID-19? Technically, no, it isn't.
And they tried to get your children.
Tonight, growing fears for COVID's youngest victims.
We're talking about how horrible, how much of a risk it is to
children.
This virus is capable of killing children. It has already killed hundreds of children.
It's getting our kids.
The more cases you have, the more deaths among children.
Tragic deaths.
Coming for our children.
Kids are getting infected. Kids are getting infected. They're still getting infected.
Literally hundreds of children were infected. Kids are in danger. Help
me! They are vehicles of spread.
Children spread the virus.
It may be that children who get infected have long-term consequences.
Parents of children of all ages should assume that even the smallest symptom could be COVID.
Young children are being affected.
This virus takes its toll on our children.
This is killing children.
Children have died.
Children have died. Children could die every day.
It's killing children.
Killing children. COVID-19 is disproportionately killing children of color. Children die of COVID.
This is killing kids right now.
It's taking children's lives.
Really hitting it. Children.
Death, morbidity.
It is picking off young people like we've never seen.
Deaths from COVID are incredibly rare among children.
A death rate of 0.00000.
It doesn't matter how low the risk.
Risk to children.
The danger for children and the need for them to be vaccinated.
Get away from me!
The only chance these children have is masking and a vaccine.
Millions of parents across the United States desperate to get their children under 12 vaccinated.
Unvaccinated kids are at risk.
Children are at high risk.
The unvaccinated are putting kids at risk.
The unvaccinated are a risk to young children.
I need to be now careful for my children because of all the unvaccinated people around us.
If you are not vaccinated, do not go around children.
America shouldn't be sending unvaccinated kids to school.
Growing concern about unvaccinated children.
It's like we're playing with the lives of children by not isolating ourselves until things are under control.
Don't come out and infect my great-grandkid.
You lied about your vaccine status and you sneeze on my grandchildren? That could be a crime.
I'm more worried for children than I've ever been.
Growing crisis for children. The number of kids infected with coronavirus is reaching alarming levels.
Alarming numbers.
The alarming surge in the number of children infected with COVID.
It's crucial for students 12 and up to get vaccinated.
We need these vaccines pretty urgently.
It really is a very urgent situation.
We need to raise the level of urgency.
The sense of urgency.
Since we've been vaccinated, how dangerous is it to be near our grandchildren?
Parents grow increasingly concerned.
Deeply concerning.
Leaving many parents concerned.
Parents concerned.
They're still concerned.
The reports are deeply concerning.
Kids are starting college in 3 weeks and they're not going to be alive.
So I feel like I'm sending my son into a situation where it will be hard to protect himself.
Students who did not get vaccinated were disenrolled.
Asymptomatic students who test positive are ordered to a room where they spend 10 days in confinement. Food is dropped off once a day at the door. Doesn't that sound extreme to you?
Our updated guidance actually says you can leave isolation after 5 days if you can wear your mask all the time, including being able to eat meals alone, so that you are not infecting others while you eat.
From your data, ages 15 to 24, the risk of death is at 0.001%.
Yeah, here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you that
children need to be protected. That's why we all need to get vaccinated, to protect them.
If we really care about protecting our children, then vaccinate them.
Protect the kids.
Do it for the child.
The way to protect them is for all the rest of us to get our vaccines.
Think of their children.
And these are children.
If you want to protect kids, the number one thing to do is to vaccinate everybody around them.
So if you want to protect your grandchildren, vaccination again is the answer.
And so what my responsibility is to provide guidance and recommendations to protect the American people. Those recommendations strongly recommend vaccination for our children above the age of 5.
And that is Matt Taibbi, Shady Groove. That's a video done for him as well. But wow, we have one that can see now, Shady Groove. Matt Taibbi used to be with the Rolling Stone, anti-Trump articles. But look at what he's putting out right now. And I want to really quick, Shady, before we move on, I want to end my case against the deep state. They knew that this was a clinical test on the entire population. Watch this.
And yet, despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide, around 1 in 5 Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated. People are dying because of misinformation.
Let that sink in, Shady Groove.
Yeah, just sit with that for just a second.
I rest my case. These people are sick, evil, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
No. And the truth of the matter is, Jeff, and I understand your frustration, the truth of the matter is none of their stuff works, guys. The AMA, all the nonsense, all the telling you that cancer is this and you've got to do this and all these different things, and the FDA tells you that all this food is safe, processed meats are safe, sugar is safe, sugar is the number one. They've changed the food pyramid now to include frosted mini wheats, I think, and many other sugar-laden cereal products and other things that are sugar-laden. They're telling you that exercise is racist. They're telling the people that are overweight that being overweight is a disease, okay? It's not a disease. It is from poor diet. It is from poor health. It is from lacking the ability to take care of yourself or deciding not to, okay? And now obesity rate I saw last week, Jeff, in children now, it's so high that they're not even there's not even any qualified people to recruit for the army anymore because they're so overweight and out of shape or have some sort of, you know, asthma or whatever they have from eating all of this nonsense since they grow. The CDC, the FDA, all these bureaucratic regulating companies or commissions or institutions, they all say this stuff is safe. So the way that we ended up where we are is because we listened to people tell us things were true. They were absolutely 100% the opposite of true, exactly like the example that you've made here today, Jeff.
Yeah, I think we have a good case right here, Shady Groove. I mean, you got Obama saying that they clinically tested on billions of people and laughed about it, kind of, Shady.
Thought it was funny.
I mean,
thought it was funny.
It's real funny, isn't it? So let's, real quick, I mean, maybe we need to watch that one more time. Let's just watch that one more time. Let me get it pulled up here. Despite the fact that we now have essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide.
And yet, despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide. Essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide.
You are a guinea pig. He just told you, you're a guinea pig. We didn't know what this stuff was going to do. You know what he's mad about? He's mad about us. He's mad about the people that didn't take it because you guys have created what they didn't want, a control group. You're now the control group. You're now the group that didn't take the medication. And now yesterday they're just released a statement saying that most of the people that are dying in the hospital currently of COVID are vaccinated, not unvaccinated. They're giving you COVID in your test. They give it to you through your nasal cavity. They're giving it to you through all of these different, running around and getting a test and getting a test. You come back positive. You had no symptoms. Asymptomatic, they called it. Oh, you're asymptomatic. Oh, well, you can't go to work. You can't go earn money for your children because you're asymptomatic. This is all a farce, guys. It is a sham. One of 10 people that they say were in the hospital for COVID were there for COVID. And they got $40,000 every single person that came in their hospital with that.
And I want to make a statement too. The link to that is on my Truth Social if you guys want to see it. great. I dare you to share this show. I mean, I think this show, hour number two, is a damn wake-up call for everybody. Could you please share our show? I know a lot of you do, and thank you for that, but share the show. This show, this hour number two, Shady, came out of nowhere. Did we have a plan to do all this?
Yeti said no plan.
No plan. There was no plan. This just comes to me and Shady while we're sitting here in this chair. It's amazing. I can't believe it. We don't have a script, nothing. And you know, this show, I think, needs to be shared. Say, tune in to hour number two, guys, and share this show. I think we make a damn good case.
Well, I think incorporating hour number one, because look at what we're talking about here. You know, we're talking about trying to decontaminate the conversation. The conversation is contaminated because people don't understand that, you know, things like your cartel is no different than your mafia. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's very similar. Like, we have to make these connections. We have to simplify. And right now you saw the first hour talking about what the celebrities are really doing, what Madonna is really doing to initiate and prosper and to keep slavery. This is human trafficking. What they're doing on the southern border, what these celebrities are doing by just going and stealing. If that kid was in America and had American law protecting that child, and the dad said, I didn't understand that contract and I didn't agree to have my son being adopted by this person and being taken away from me, he would have due course in law. He would be able to go through the court system, and he would be able to at least have a shot at getting his kid back because he was lied to. But that's the reason they go to foreign countries. Think about Haiti and what happened in Haiti. You know, you want to talk about an absolute nightmare? Go to Haiti for a day or two.
Trauma Mama says, the show is fire today. I'm going to buy you a dozen eggs. $17 Rumble rant. Sad that that's how much they cost. And by the way, opinion, mom opinion, thank you very much for the $100 Rumble rant. I'm going by memory. We had a couple of others in there that I didn't see. And Shady, I want to maybe switch gears a little bit. This is a great outro to the show. This is the Oxford Union speech by a comedian, and it leaves the Oxford Union speechless. We're going to end with this because I think it's a great way to end what we've been talking about today.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right, here we go.
You will not know this, but I was supposed to be the first non-student speaker for the proposition. I've now been the fourth, which means that I now have to thank all the previous speakers for making my best points for me. And I find that the main reason now that I have left to be in support of the motion is that I am so tired of talking about woke culture. That's why it's gone too far, more than anything else. And I thank the other speakers for making the points for me, because it means I don't have to reiterate the point that no, free speech is not some right-wing reframing of whatever. It's the foundation of Western civilization. Upon this civilization is built, and the Enlightenment values that led to it. I don't have to make the point that has been made by far better people in the past, that the only way to deal with the problem of racism is to treat people on the content of their character and nothing else. And the fact that woke culture seeks to overturn that is a new form of racism that we must all oppose. It means also I will not use this opportunity to say I told you so, as someone who spent the last 5 years warning people in the West that if we continue to erode our culture, if we continue to undermine our confidence in Western values, that our enemies like Vladimir Putin will seek to capitalize on it. I will not make any of those points tonight at all. Instead, I am not going to talk to those of you who already agree with me, which I imagine is most of you. I'm not going to talk to you because I imagine after everything you've heard tonight, you're going to vote for the proposition. I'm going to confess I will take your vote for granted. Tonight, I am the Labour Party and you are the Red Wall. Now, I want to talk to those of you who are woke and who are open to rational argument. A small minority, I accept. Because one of the tenets of wokeness is, of course, that your feelings matter more than the truth. But I believe in you. I believe there are those of you here who are woke, who are open to rational arguments. So let me make one. We are told that your generation cares more than any other about one issue in particular, and that issue is climate change. We're told that many of you suffer from climate anxiety. You wish to save the planet. And for tonight, and tonight only, I will join you. I will join you in worshiping at the feet of St. Greta of climate change. Let us all accept right here, right now, that we are living through a climate emergency and our stocks of polar bears are running extremely low. I join you in this view. I truly do. Now, what are we to do about this huge problem facing humanity? What can we in Britain do? We can only do one thing. You know why? This country is responsible for 2% of global carbon emissions, which means that if Britain was to sink into the sea right now, it would make absolutely no difference to the issue of climate change. You know why? Because the future of the climate is going to be decided in Asia and in Latin America by poor people who couldn't give a shit about saving the planet. No, thank you. No, thank you. It's going to be decided by poor people in Asia and Latin America who don't care about saving the planet. You know why? Because they're poor. Because they're poor. I come from Russia, which is not a poor country. It's a middle-income country. 20% of households in Russia do not have an indoor toilet. What they have is an outdoor toilet. And I don't mean one of those nice port-a-loos that we get here. I don't even mean a Glastonbury port-a-loo. I mean a wooden shack with a hole in the ground that holds a collected fermented memory of the last 10,000 visits. How many of you are going to go home tonight and say, let's rip out our bathroom and erect a Siberian shit house in the back garden? And if you're not, why should they? 120 million people in China do not have enough food. I don't mean that they don't get dessert. I mean they suffer from malnutrition. That means that their immune system is breaking down because they don't have enough food. You're not going to get them to stay poor. Imagine you're Xi Jinping, the leader of China. When you were 10 years old, there was a revolution, a cultural revolution in your country, and people came and they put your father in prison. Your mother had to denounce him. Your sister killed herself. And you, no longer enjoying the protection of your formerly powerful father, were sent to a village where you lived in a cave house. And here you are, decades later. You have clawed your way up the bloody and greasy pole of Chinese politics to be the undisputed supreme leader of the very Communist Party that destroyed your family. And you know that the main thing you have to do to survive and to stay in power is to deliver the one thing that the people of China want, prosperity, economic growth. Where do you think climate change ranks on Xi Jinping's list of priorities? A third of all children who live in extreme poverty in the world live in India. That means they are starving and dying of preventable disease. Now, about 15 months ago, my wife got pregnant. Not me, because we're old school. And for 9 months, we talked about what our boy would look like, what he might do when he grows up. We looked at baby scans and videos on YouTube about what the fetus looks like at 9 months and 12 months and 20 months. And eventually he was born. And he is this cute little bundle of joy. He's cuter than about 80% of puppies. Right. Now, if you said to me that I had a choice, either my son had a serious risk of starving or dying from a preventable disease in the next year, or I could press a button and he would live. He would go to school. He would bring his first girlfriend home. You'd go to university and graduate and become a woke idiot. And then he'd get a job and get married and have children and become a man. But all I have to do is press this button. And for every day of my son's life, a giant plume of CO2 is going to get released into the atmosphere. Now, you're all very young, and most of you are not parents. Let me tell you something. There is not a parent in the world who would not smash that button so hard their hand bled. You are not going to get these people to stay poor. You're not even going to get them to not want to be richer. And so I put it to you, ladies and gentlemen, there is only one thing we can do in this country to stop climate change. And that is to make scientific and technological breakthroughs that will create the clean energy that is not only clean, but also cheap. And the, no, thank you. And the only, I want everyone to get home on time today, which is not going to happen. And the only thing that wokeness has to offer in exchange is to brainwash bright young minds like you to believe that you are victims, to believe that you have no agency, to believe that what you must do to improve the world is to complain, is to protest, is to throw soup on paintings. And we on this side of the house are not on this side of the house because we do not wish to improve the world. We sit on this side of the house because we know that the way to improve the world is to work, is to create, it is to build. And the problem with woke culture is that it's trained too many young minds like yours to forget about that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, that guy was amazing, Shady Grove. Amazing words to our, you know, future generations. Then you had some dolt, information, please. No, thank you. I love it. But here we are. Uh-oh. Apparently Shady left. All right. GemComs is tonight, 7 p.m. Do not miss Queued Up and GemComs tonight. There's a big show planned for you guys. And, yeah, so Shady thought we were done. Woot. Yeti, what else is going on? I lost my co-host. Let's see what we got here. Let's go in. Well, I got a song, but it's not ready yet because there's still 3 minutes left. But we will get out of here. Wanted to real quick, the World Economic Forum declares a doomsday planetary and justice crisis.
Dear friends, scientifically, this is not a climate crisis. We are now facing something deeper, mass extinction, air pollution, undermining ecosystem functions, really putting humanity's future at risk. This is a planetary crisis.
This is a safety crisis, but above all, it is also a justice crisis.
Oh, my God. Anyways, these people are sick. Guys, we love you. You know, these people are sick. And by the way, some lady with a hat, check this out.
And also our faith leaders, they know that this crisis is much more than physical and environmental schisms. We have a deeply wounded spirit as a people that is in desperate need of healing and restoration. And we must look to our almighty creator to find our proper place in humanity, our proper place as that one strand.
Yep. So lady with witch hat says that it's spiritual. And with that, we're going to be heading out of here. Thank you, Shady Groove, for a great show. GemComs tonight. Rev Rob, I'll be your co-host. Come on in, Rev Rob. We're going to get out of here. Fauci's a con man.
And I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm just going to tell you.
Fauci, the con man, was a nasty, evil soul. With the new vaccine and a scratchy voice, spokesman of the NWO. Fauci, the con man, is apparently a saint. He made business slow and he thinks he knows how to keep the whole world safe. There must have been some Rona in that old brown bag they found. For when they placed it in Wuhan, the people dropped on the ground. Oh, Fauci, the con man, he was lying, you could see. And the TV said, wear a mask all day just to lock down you and me. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Fauci go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the curve we go. Fauci, the con man, knew exactly what. So he said, mask on, there'll be no more fun. And we did just what he said.
Not me.
Down to the village with a mandate in his hand. Rona here and there all around the square saying, catch me if you can. Locking down the streets of town, defunding every cop. He only paused a moment when BLM said stop. Fauci, the con man, hurt everyone in his way. As he waved goodbye, watching children cry, the lockdown's here to stay. Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump, look at Fauci go. Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump, over the curve we go.
It's very important.
www.mg.show. Boom.